No, it's ready, buddy.
I invite your attention to the book of Genesis, chapter 9. Genesis chapter 9. My text will be found in verses 8 through 17, and God willing, today we will consider the subject of Christ typified in the rainbow. It was indeed a blessed day for me and for my beloved when we first made acquaintance with you a year ago this month. And we are grateful to our Lord for using our brother David to bring our paths to cross. And we still remember with much fondness meeting you on a Saturday afternoon a year ago, and we had a grand time fellowshipping and dining together, and then on the next day worshiping together, and then again this year we did it again. And I'd be blessed if you do it again. If you'll have me, I'll come. But we are so blessed, and we were greatly blessed to have four members of your church to come down and spend a week with us on the island of St. Croix. We were greatly blessed. It was encouraging to us, and you probably get more visitors than we do. But we were greatly blessed by their visit, and it's a pleasure to be with you here today. Genesis chapter 9, in chapters 6 and 7 and 8, we read of the deluge that God sent upon this earth in destroying the world in the day of Noah, sparing only Noah and his wife, their three sons, and their wives, and two each of every living creature, and seven of the clean creatures. Noah and his family were blessed to come out of the ark at the end of that deluge. And yesterday, from time to time, we saw rains coming across where we were, you and me and the rest of us. And someone made the comment that wondered what Noah felt like when that rain began to fall just after he had dismantled the ark and burned a good bit of it up and in an altar that he made. And having dismantled the ark, the Lord sent rain. You had to wonder what went through Noah's mind. Well, there was something else that God showed Noah, and it was a rainbow.
Yes, sir.
We're going to look at it today, God willing. Genesis chapter 9, verse 8. Then God spoke to Noah and to his sons with him, saying, "And as for me, behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your descendants after you and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the cattle, and every beast of the earth with you, of all that go out of the ark, every beast of the earth. Thus I shall establish my covenant with you. Never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of the flood. Never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth." And God said, "This is the sign of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. Here's the sign. I set my rainbow in the cloud, and it, my rainbow, shall be for the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. It shall be when I bring a cloud over the earth that the rainbow shall be seen in the cloud, and I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. The water shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. The rainbow shall be in the cloud, and I will look on it.
Yes.
It's one thing for Noah to look on it, but God says, I will look
Amen.
On it to remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth. And God said to Noah, I'm going to remind you this of one more time. God keeps reminding Noah, as though Noah might need reminding when he saw a cloud in the sky, when he felt the rain dropping down from heaven, when he saw the lightning and heard the thunder. God says, one more time. Now just remember, Noah, I'm going to tell you one more time. This is the sign of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth. Now, God showed to Noah a rainbow. Probably showed it to him many, many times. I want to show you this morning that that rainbow is a type of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And in type and in picture, when Noah saw the rainbow, he was looking at Jesus Christ. First, both rainbow and Christ are essentially related to a covenant. As for the rainbow, it is here called the sign or the token of the covenant. Now, a covenant is an agreement or a compact between two or more parties. And some of God's covenants are conditional. The covenant that God made with Israel at Sinai was a conditional covenant. God said, you obey me and I will bless you. And you disobey me and I will curse you. That was a conditional covenant. But other covenants are unconditional. Man needs do nothing in order for God to keep this covenant, and this covenant that God made with Noah is an unconditional covenant. Noah did not have to do anything. God said, I'm doing this. And there's the sign of it. There's the sign. Now, when God makes a covenant, He gives a sign of the covenant. This sign is a token that the covenant is in effect. When God made the covenant at Sinai with Israel, and that covenant was expressed in the Ten Commandments, they are expressly said to be the words of the covenant. God said, I'm going to give a sign of this covenant that I make with Israel at Mount Sinai, and the sign of the covenant is the Sabbath day. As long as that covenant was in effect, the Sabbath, the seventh day Sabbath, was to be observed. You may say, well, do you folks observe that seventh day Sabbath? No, we do not. Well, why not? That covenant is no longer in effect. It's been abrogated and done away with a new covenant.
Amen.
Now, there is also a new covenant and a sign for this new covenant. And it's all found in Christ. Because I want you to see that as this rainbow was related to a covenant, Christ is related to a covenant.
Yes, sir.
This rainbow and Christ are essentially related to a covenant. Indeed, Christ is the very embodiment of a covenant.
Yes, sir.
The very embodiment of a covenant. In Isaiah 42, verses 6 and 7, we read that Jehovah said to Christ, I have called you in righteousness, and I will hold your hand, I will keep you and give you as a covenant.
Amen.
Jehovah said to Christ, I will give you as a covenant. Jehovah said, Christ is my covenant.
Amen.
That I give to my people as a light to the Gentiles, to open blind eyes, to bring out prisoners from the prison, those who sit in darkness from the prison house. You are my covenant. Now that covenant is the new covenant of which we read prophesied in Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 through 34. That this new covenant that replaced, abrogated the old covenant and put it away and has been established in its place. This new covenant is with God and His elect. With God and His elect. Who are God's elect? These are those whom God chose in Christ before the foundation of the world, predestined unto sonship through Jesus Christ unto Himself, and those whom God highly favored to be accepted in Christ before the foundation of the world. And why were they chosen? Because Christ was chosen. Jehovah says of Christ, you are my chosen one in the prophecy of Isaiah, and therefore God chose Christ, our head, and then chose us in Him, His people. Christ is this covenant that God has made with His people. All the blessings of the covenant are found in Christ. God here says, I have called Christ in righteousness. Well, lo and behold, it should not surprise you that if you are in Christ, He has called you in righteousness. God says, I will hold Christ's hand. Well, if you are in covenant relationship with Jesus Christ, God will hold your hand too. God says, I will keep Christ. And if you are in covenant relationship with Jesus Christ, God will keep you also. You'll never fall, never lose your salvation. God says, I will, through Christ, provide light for His people and open their blinded eyes. And it should not surprise us also that Christ is said to be the new covenant's messenger, the new covenant's mediator, the new covenant's surety.
Yes.
And furthermore, we read that it is by His own blood of the new covenant that He has redeemed us. This rainbow and Christ are essentially related to a covenant, and Christ Himself is our covenant. Second, both rainbow and Christ signify that God's justice has been discharged and satisfied. Noah, look at that rainbow and see two things when you look at it. Take a good look at it. It shows that God's justice has already been discharged and God's justice has already been satisfied.
Amen.
How do you know that God's justice has already been discharged? Because this bow has no arrow.
That's right.
The arrow has already been shot. The bow has no arrow. God's justice has already been discharged. And furthermore, this bow is pointed away from the earth.
Yes, sir.
God's justice has been satisfied. There's no threat in the rainbow of justice coming down upon us. The rainbow points upward and there is no arrow. And when you look at Christ, I want you to see in His wounds, you see proof that God's justice has already been discharged.
Yes,
and God's justice has already been satisfied.
Amen.
Christ's wounds declare that God's justice has been discharged because he was stricken and smitten of God and afflicted and wounded for our transgressions. And look at these wounds of Christ and you will see that God's justice has been satisfied, because in Isaiah 53 verse 11, God shall see the travail of Christ's soul and be satisfied. And when you behold the wounds of Christ, look at this carefully. Justice has been discharged in those wounds. And when you look at his wounds, observe this also, that God's justice has been fully satisfied in those wounds. It is with good reason that we can sing, "Five bleeding wounds he bears, received on Calvary. They pour effectual prayers and strongly plead for me. Forgive him, oh forgive," they cry, "nor let that ransomed sinner die." The Father hears him pray, his dear anointed one. He cannot turn away the pleading of his Son. His Spirit answers to the blood and tells me, "I am born of God." Look at Christ. Look at his wounds. God's justice has been discharged, and God's justice has been satisfied. Third, both rainbow and Christ are perpetual reminders of God's covenanted mercy. Verse 16, "The rainbow shall be in the cloud, and I will look on it to remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth." Well, now listen, folks. If that rainbow is a satisfactory reminder to God, yeah, should it not be a satisfactory reminder to you? Of God's covenanted mercy. Look at those wounds of Christ. You cannot see them. God does.
Amen.
God does. He stands there before God's throne. God sees those wounds. I'm so glad he does. This is good news for me. I have been redeemed, but I sin every day. Every day. The Father knows of my sin. Look at Moose Parks. He sinned again. And the Son says, "Yes, and here are my wounds. Here are my wounds." And the Father says, "Forgive him. Forgive him. For Christ's sake, if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses," present tense, cleanses.
Yes, sir.
Still does it. Amen. It'll do it for the rest of the day. It'll do it tomorrow again. His blood cleanses us.
Yes.
His wounds are a perpetual token of his blood of sprinkling that speaks. Present tense, Hebrews 12, verse 24. The blood of Abel spoke to God. The blood of Christ still speaks to God. The blood of sprinkling that speaks, and it cleanses us from all sin. Again, note that present tense. The wounds of Christ visible to God in heaven right now before his throne, at the throne of mercy, they still speak. The blood is still effectual. The rainbow shows that God's covenant is still in effect and his mercy is perpetual. So do the wounds of Christ before God's throne. Number four, both rainbow and Christ join heaven and earth. The basis of the rainbow on earth and its acme in heaven. Look at it carefully. The basis on earth and its acme in heaven, joined by one inseparable arc. There it is, the bow in the sky. Joining the lowest places on earth to the highest place in heaven. The rainbow spans the gulf between the God of mercy and the earth, the recipient of His mercy. And so does Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, and He alone, spans that gulf between me and the God I have offended. The God who demands perfect righteousness and holiness, and this sinner who cannot perform it nor give it. Christ spans it. He is the only mediator between God and men.
Amen.
The only one. He is God's Son. Mine eternal generation. He from eternity has the divine nature. He therefore can take hold of God's hand. He assumed my human nature. He took upon Him flesh and blood. He can take hold of my hand. And as that rainbow spans the arc between heaven and earth and heaven, so does Jesus Christ take hold of God's hand and my hand and bring us together.
Amen.
Glorious truth. Glorious truth. And He's the only one who can do so. Mary cannot. She needs this same mediator. The saints cannot. They need this same mediator. Baptism cannot span that gulf. The law cannot span that gulf. Sabbath keeping cannot span that gulf. The church cannot span that gulf. Nothing you do, nothing you are will span that gulf. As the rainbow brings heaven and earth together, so does Jesus Christ, the mediator. Number five, both rainbow and Christ are manifested by God for all to see. God declared that the rainbow shall be seen in the cloud. God meant for the rainbow to be seen.
Amen.
It's not hidden. It is publicly visible. And so is Christ.
Amen.
Christ is not hidden from us. God manifested His Son. Paul the Apostle declares the reality of His manifestation when he says, God was manifested in the flesh. God was manifested.
Amen.
Jesus says, when you've seen Me, you have seen the Father, and the Father is God.
Yes,
God was manifested in the flesh.
Amen.
John the Apostle emphasizes the purpose of His manifestation when he says that, you know, He was manifested to take away our sins. He has been manifested. God was manifested in the flesh and manifested so that our sins could be taken away. And Jesus Himself confirms them both when He says, look to Me. You cannot look at anything that has not been manifested.
That's right.
It has to be visible.
Yeah.
Look to Me. I have been made manifested. Look to Me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other.
Amen.
The rainbow was manifested by God in an act of mercy, and Christ has been manifested from God in an act of mercy.
Amen.
Number six. Both rainbow and Christ are manifested in like manner. The rainbow is manifested when sunlight illuminates falling raindrops in a distant shower. By that I mean, you never saw a rainbow on a clear and cloudless day. Never did. There must be a storm in order for a rainbow to be seen. There must be a storm. There must be a storm in order for Christ to be manifested.
Yes, sir.
Christ has been manifested because God has illuminated man's stormy existence. And we deserve that stormy existence. Adam's sin, our sin in Him. Adam's fall, our fall in Him. Adam's death, our death in Him. What a stormy existence. We were born in a storm. We have lived every day of our lives in a storm. It's a stormy existence. It's up and down, being tossed by the billows, being driven by the winds. And in the midst of this gloomy storm, God has shown the light of Christ, illuminating the salvation which is found in Him. The people who sat in darkness saw a great light, and upon those who sat in the region and shadow of death, the light has shone. The light has shone. There's no need for a light unless there's darkness.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right.
There's no need for a rainbow unless there's a storm. There's no need for Christ unless you're a sinner.
Right. Amen. Right. That's it.
Yeah. Noah was glad to see that rainbow.
Yeah.
I'm glad to see Christ.
Amen.
I'm glad to see Christ.
Amen.
Number 7, both rainbow and Christ are observed in a like manner.
Yeah.
If you want to look and see the rainbow, your back will have to be to the sun.
Yeah.
You will not see the rainbow if you look at the sun.
That's right.
It's always in the opposite direction.
True.
Your back must be to the sun in order to see the rainbow. And the first time you saw Christ, your back was toward God.
Yes.
There you go. Your back was toward God.
That's right.
You're running from Him. You are estranged from Him. And there, while your back was toward God, God revealed His Son in front of you.
Amen.
This truth is set forth in the doctrine of evangelical repentance. Christ appears like that rainbow and tells us to turn around and flee to God. Desert your idols. Desert your works. Desert it all. Christ reveals that unto us when He appears before us and says, turn around and return to God. Number 8, both rainbow and Christ reveal a glory which is not at first glance apparent. Look at that rainbow, folks. Look at it. You know what it does? It reveals the glory of light.
Amen.
Now, behold the light. There's not much glory in that. It's just plain, ordinary. Nothing glorious in it. Oh, yes, there is.
Yes, sir.
But you cannot see it.
Yes.
You cannot see it. All it is white. No, it's not.
Right.
No, it's not.
Right.
Every color there is right there
right.
In that light.
Amen.
Every color there is.
Mm-hmm.
Now what happens when you see a rainbow?
Yes, sir.
It is that plain, ordinary, common, white light coming down from heaven, hitting raindrops,
yes,
and all the rays are refracted in different directions, and there you see it, all the colors of a rainbow. And all those colors were in that light.
Yes, sir.
All those colors were coming down from the heavens, but you did not know they were there until they hit the cloud.
That's right.
And the drops of water in the cloud. And then they were all bent. All the rays were bent, and each took its place in the rainbow.
Amen.
Christ, at first glance, is not glorious. No, He's not glorious. He is as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness, and when we see Him, there is no beauty that we should desire Him. But oh, that God would reveal Him to you in the storm of life when you think you're about to perish. Then you look upon Him and you're going to say, we beheld His glory.
Amen.
The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Look at the wounds of Christ. That one, the world sees no beauty in Him. He is the most beautiful person I ever saw.
Yes,
the most beautiful person I ever saw. Full of grace and truth. He was not that way the first time I looked at Him. But He is now. Once I was blessed to behold His glory. The glory is of the only begotten, full of grace and truth. Number 9 and last, both rainbow and Christ are incomparably beautiful. Incomparably. What in nature is more beautiful than a rainbow? I am certain that every time I have ever seen a rainbow, I have called it to someone's attention if I was with someone.
Exactly right.
Every time I have seen a rainbow, I have looked around to see if I've got to show this to somebody.
Exactly right.
I recall in the days after Hurricane Maria. It rained for quite a few days after Hurricane Maria. Category 5 hurricane. And wreaked such havoc and destruction on our island. And I recall it rained every day for quite a few days afterward. And I saw a rainbow every day because I looked for it. And I may have been outside and there may have been no one with me. But I'd run back in. My wife will vouch. I'd run back in. Honey, you've got to come see it. What is it? It's a rainbow. Yes, let me go see it. What is more exquisitely beautiful in nature than a rainbow? You see one, you've got to tell someone. It is beautiful. You look, you know, you gaze at it. It is. How did God do that? It is so beautiful. Well, the only thing more beautiful than a rainbow is the Christ who was typified by the rainbow. The rainbow points to Christ and says, He's more beautiful than I am. And He is. He is. We saints confess, you are fairer than the sons of men. He is altogether lovely. In Christ is most perfectly revealed the beauty of holiness. Christ, the most beautiful object in all the universe. How lovely. Oh, how blessed it will be to enter heaven's glory and there see that lovely one. That beautiful one. To see that God's darling is now my darling. God calls Him beautiful and I heartily agree. I heartily agree. Every time you look at that rainbow, I want you to realize this. It is pointing you to Jesus Christ. And if you can look at that rainbow and believe God when He says, I will never again destroy the earth in a deluge. If you can believe that, then you can believe the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
you can believe it. That rainbow points to Christ. And Christ says, look to me, all you ends of the earth. I am God and there is none other, and you shall be saved.
Amen.
Roy Jr. and Paul, would you all look at the
covering off, please?